Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into. First and foremost, Merry Christmas to everybody. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Holidays. Kwanzaa. Whatever it is that you celebrate, we celebrate it too here on Dorf on Sports. So, happy holidays to everybody, and obviously the last show of the 2019 year, man. We are into a new decade, an unbelievable 2020 right in front of us now, literally, Mike Wilson. So a ton of things to get into, whether it's the college football bowl season that's underway, where we had Ohio State and LSU and those guys all going at it. Interesting game. Obviously, Ohio State didn't play LSU, but amazing stuff with the way that LSU went out there and just manhandled Oklahoma, and then Ohio State and LSU. Ohio State and the other guys, man, just an unbelievable game with Clemson. Yeah, just incredible stuff, Mike Wilson. And the NBA got kicked off for officially, as we all know, because it's Christmas time and that's their start. When Christmas hits, NBA gets into full throttle, but Week 17 of the NFL, Mike Wilson. I cannot believe it, my friend. Good morning, buddy. How are you, by the way?
I am doing good, and yes, the NFL season is coming to a close, but that means the playoffs are here, and let's get it going.
All righty, everybody. Just getting loose. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauzene.
Question for Andy. It was the party of the year, made better by frozen pizza at 4 a.m. until your stomach turned into a churning mess of New Year's regret. For your first resolution, do you A, vomit, B, drink the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauzene?
Take Nauzene.
Correct. Nauzene's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get Nauzene now in the purple box at Walmart or your favorite store.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's moneyasap.com. MoneyASAP.com.
When you're diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer,
a lot of questions run through your mind.
What am I going to do? What are my options? What did I do wrong?
We've had those thoughts too.
But some questions can help you move forward.
Visit findyourmbcvoice.com for an interactive guide to help you learn the next steps to take after an MBC diagnosis.
And how to ask the questions that lead to an open and informed conversation with your doctor.
Start finding your voice today
at findyourmbcvoice.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
And the clock has run out now. Clemson beats Alabama 44-16. They've each won two national championships in the five-year history of the college football playoff.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Oh, that is awesome. All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us a couple of different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Greatest Twitter handle in the history of Twitter, by the way. Pigskin Opinion. And then me, Dorf on Sports. So much to get into with the college football bowl season here, Mike Wilson. And you know, let's not beat around the bush. I think everybody wants to talk about the Big Four, which before yesterday, or I shouldn't say before yesterday, I would say going into yesterday, you obviously have the games that are going to be played. You have LSU going up against Oklahoma, and that's not much of a football game at all. It was a joke, to be quite honest with you. But with that being said, What an unbelievable performance from Joe Burrow. 7 touchdowns, 493 yards or something like that, and he goes 29 of 39. The dude played unbelievable football, Mike Wilson. So I don't want to take anything away from him. But on the other side, what the hell is Oklahoma doing in this type of a situation in the first place?
Well, Oklahoma, look. People want to go, you know, there was more of like a participation trophy for Oklahoma being in that spot. But I'm not sure who else you're going to put in that fourth spot that wouldn't have suffered the fate that Oklahoma got yesterday. So, you know, you need four teams. The committee thought that Oklahoma was the fourth best team in the country. So we'll just leave it at that. It's, you know, it's kind of water under the bridge kind of deal. But look, Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Bengals, you are on the clock. And if you screw this up in terms of getting Joe Burrow, you're going to regret it. Because what Burrow did yesterday, man, that was unbelievable. 7 touchdown passes in the first half. And they just boat raced. They did everything that Oklahoma couldn't do. And Burrow proved why he's the Heisman Trophy winner. He's going to prove why he's probably the number one pick. Unless Cincinnati just goes, you know, Cincinnati goes full Cincinnati on this and screws it up.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, dude, they absolutely need a quarterback. Andy Dalton's on the way out, not a spring chicken by any means. And What they saw from Ryan Finley was enough to let them know that they need to go and look for a quarterback. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. That's the reality of the situation. So, I think that the Cincinnati Bengals absolutely need to go after Joe Burrow. All right, so the final score there was 63-28. They just absolutely destroyed Oklahoma. The other game, Clemson 29, Ohio State 23. And I got to tell you, I saw some plays in this game that had me scratching my head a little bit, Mike Wilson. So can you tell me if you think that the officials did a great job or if they've messed a few things up here and there and we might have had a different outcome if the officials didn't botch a couple of calls? Because a lot of people upset about Ohio State not getting credit for getting that fumble, returning it. The guy strips it out of his hand, takes it for a touchdown, but they wipe that off the board. So talk to me a little bit about the officiating and how that may have impacted the games.
Well, I mean, the officiating always impacts the game. It doesn't matter what game you're looking at. You know, they make calls that are controversial, they overturn things that people think don't need to be overturned. And I think, you know, when you look at it, what we're talking about here is that catch that Clemson had, that the receiver fumbled and, like you said, scoop and score. And it would have put, you know, it would have put certainly the Buckeyes up on the scoreboard. You know, at real time speed, I'm like, that's a fumble, you know. And then when you take a look at the slow-mo, and then you listen to the replay official that ESPN had on air with them, you know, to me, it still was a fumble, a scoop and score. Ohio State should have got that. But look, you know, when you deal with this replay system, replay isn't, you know, it's not a sure thing. They can still, you know, to the Buckeye fan, they can still screw this up. And they did last night, but it is what it is to me. And I'm going to kind of quote Herm Edwards here from a press conference that I heard him say about some bad officiating that happened in the Sun Devils. It's like, look, you can't do anything about it. Okay, they're not going to change the call. They're not going to change this or that. Whatever the call is, whatever they make, it is what it is. And you got to find enough in you that you can come back from that and score for your team and take the lead and all that kind of thing. So, you know, look, at the end of the day, you have the targeting call, which I thought was targeting. Okay. That was classic textbook targeting to me. Not that he meant to do it, but look, he led with the crown of his helmet. Anytime you lead with the crown of your helmet and you go helmet to helmet, you're going to get that call. So that targeting call to me was pretty cut and dry. The pass and scoop and score was a little bit more controversial to me. But look, in the first half, Dorf, I mean, you were watching the game. Ohio State had a few other times where they could have put their foot down and really put Clemson in the hole, and they couldn't do it. And they got held to some field goals, which ultimately helped Clemson stick around and be able to make their comeback, you know, being down 16-0 or, you know, 15-0, whatever it was. So, you know, we can talk about these two controversial calls, but you can also look at the opportunities that Ohio State had in the first half, like I said, to put your foot down, to step on their throat, and really make this a difficult game for Clemson to be even in the game. I mean, that's just my opinion on it.
Look, I don't disagree with any of that. However, I will tell you this, and the one reason we want replay is to get the call right. So, unfortunately, that to me, that's the biggest issue with replay in general, is that you have this system put in place so that you can get the right call made, and yet you still get the wrong call made. So, that's a little bit troublesome. And moving forward, they do need to figure things out so that the right call is made, because you have this video replay to do it. So take advantage of it. With that being said, Look, I'm definitely excited for Clemson and LSU, man. I'm sorry, but that is going to be one hell of a big boy type football game, isn't it?
Oh, this is as good as it gets. And the funny thing, I saw someone mentioned this last night, I think in the post game, that since we've had the college football playoff era or system in place, a number one team or a number three team has never won the championship, which I found just kind of a little interesting because that's going to go away with this game. But, I mean, dude, this game, if you thought Ohio State and Clemson was good and the number of NFL, you know, first, second round picks that were on the field, this is going to have a ton of NFL dudes. And they're not guys, they're dudes that are going to be able to step in and contribute right off the bat. This is going to be a great, great game.
All this Taylor Lawrence kid does is win, man. 29 straight victories for Clemson. It's the longest active streak, obviously, in FCS history. So this is just unbelievable, man. It's the longest active FBS winning streak. 29 straight between these guys. Clemson, and you heard this kid say it after the game. I think that's what was so special. It wasn't about any individuals, man. It was about the program, and it's about what they're trying to accomplish as a program. So I really like the message that I heard from Trevor Lawrence. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
First down, goal to go for the Fighting Tigers. Snap to Burrow. Hand to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Goes near side. Stiff arms a man. Gets to the five. Breaks through. Stays upright. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers!
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Under center, takes the snap, takes the knee, and the LSU Fighting Tigers come to Tuscaloosa. And for the first time in eight seasons, and Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide, a loss here at Bryant-Denny. Coach Ed Ogeron said a couple of years ago, the Tigers were coming. Today, they arrive.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Welcome back in, everybody. Definitely enough to make your head explode. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through. Get at us. Let's talk a little bit about what's happening in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And that was just one of the victories for Clemson along this journey so far of 29 straight, the longest active FBS win streak, staying with the Clemson Tigers, man. And just an unbelievable run. Really is. It's impressive, to say the least. Hey, Mike, just a quick thought on my head after thinking about the streak of 29 straight from Clemson. You know, we used to think about Alabama. I mean, and you know, Nick Saban, what he's done there. Dabo and what he's been able to do here with Clemson, where do you put these two guys on that pedestal as far as head coaches go in college football right now?
Well, I think if you look at it, you know, in the current era, I think you got to put Saban at the top. But Dabo's, you know, 1A, you know, right behind him, considering what he has done with that program. Because when you win 29 straight, you win 29 straight, my friend. I mean, that's it. That just speaks to what kind of program and what kind of culture that Dabo Swinney has built and is continuing to build there at Clemson. So it is impressive. And here's the thing. It was funny. My son and I were talking about this the other day about Trevor Lawrence. He's going to, if Clemson wins out, he's going to go into his junior year at Clemson without having lost a game. So he could go into his third year not knowing what it is to lose a game. I mean, that's just crazy to me that, you know, a quarterback will have not suffered a loss like that. But once again, Dabo and his coordinators, especially last night, the, you know, Venerables, who's the defensive coordinator, man, they showed up when they had to show up last night, and they made the play at the end of the game to move on in the playoff. But getting back to your question, I think you put Saban right at the top. He's the top of the mountain. And then Dabo's right behind him, because you don't know how long that Saban has left, how long he's going to, you know, how long he's going to continue coaching. But Dabo is going to be right there with national championships, because he doesn't really have to get on a plane and recruit or sell his program. The program sells itself now. So, you know, everybody wants to go to Clemson. Everybody wants to go to Alabama. I mean, that's just the way college football is right now.
You know, what he's got going in Clemson, man, that's the greatest thing going on in South Carolina right now. So I don't think he has any issues drawing attention to that program. And don't put it past Trevor Lawrence and those guys to win the national title. And I know that what Joe Burrow's been able to accomplish in that game and just in general with the season that he's had, it's been unbelievable. And I think LSU's a great football team, don't get me wrong. But there's just something about Clemson that I kind of feel like there's too much mojo. There's too much magic, and yeah. This Trevor Lawrence kid and Dabo, they're the new Saban. You know, like, this is the new combination that you're seeing in college football, at least in my humble opinion. And there's just something that's really special about it. And I love the way that this kid addressed the the world, you know, when they interviewed him after the football game, and it wasn't about him. It wasn't about individuals. It was about the team. It was about the program. It was about what they're trying to accomplish at Clemson. I just found that message to be awesome, man. I like the kid already, but that kind of made me like him a little bit more. And speaking of things that I like, let's just touch upon a couple of other things here, because I do want to get into NBA basketball in that last segment like we always do. Before we get into, obviously, week 17 of the NFL for hour number two. But hour number one always goes really quickly. Vegas Knights have taken over in the Pacific. A big game against the Coyotes the other night. They obviously were able to get it done. It's amazing to me, man. This team came out of the woodwork, Mike. You're talking about a 500-1 team to get to where they got to a couple of years ago. They did it. They're back in that same kind of situation for themselves again. Once again, the Vegas Knights are a contender. The Coyotes are a contender. I guess the theme that I'm trying to get to you here is, can it be possible that teams from the desert could actually be real contenders in the NHL?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you still got to put the skates on and the pads on and go play the games. And right now, like you said, Vegas is atop of the Pacific, followed right by the Coyotes, and this might be a Canadians or a Northern States fans' like worst nightmare, is that, you know, teams from the desert are playing for the top spot in a division to take play, you know, or actually win, you know, to go to the Stanley Cup kind of deal. So this is, I mean, I think it's great. I mean, you and I live in Phoenix, Arizona. We know the struggles that the Coyote organization has been through in recent years, or just the existence since they've been in Arizona. So this is a good thing for the fans down here. And like you said, Vegas just, I mean, they came in the league and just set everything on fire by going to the Stanley Cup Finals and being in Vegas just a couple weeks ago. I mean, there's Vegas Knights stuff in every store, mall, outside a casino. I mean, they're all in on their Vegas Golden Knights up there in Vegas, and I think it's starting to come around here in Phoenix in terms of the Coyotes.
Yeah, Coyotes are playing well, and maybe the best chance for a playoff team here locally in Phoenix, Arizona. Just going across the board real quickly, and then I do want to touch on a little bit of college hoops with you as well. You got the Vegas Knights and the Coyotes both atop of the division. 48 points is the lead in the Pacific. Coyotes right behind at 46. St. Louis Blues, good to see them back on top of the hockey world. 56 points leading that division. The Avalanche are right behind them, a little bit behind them at 50 points in the West. That's the central of the Western Conference. Looking at the Metropolitan, you have the Capitals, who we all know how unbelievable that run was for them, winning the Stanley Cup, and now they're just crushing through the league. 59 points, the most out of any team right now in the league, Mike. And then Pittsburgh behind them at 50. I'm just going through the top couple, by the way. And now the other Eastern Conference, the Atlantic of the Eastern Conference, you have Boston Bruins with 55 points, and then the Maple Leafs 47. So 9 points separating the top two there. College hoops, man. You've been taking in some college basketball watching ASU play. So give me some thoughts on ASU and some thoughts on college hoops just early on right now, because obviously we know after the beginning of the year, that's really when college hoops kind of gets going, Mike.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, unless there's some big matchup in the preseason kind of thing, yeah, college hoops really does take off with conference play coming up here in the next week or so. With the big boys, the Kentuckys, the Louisville, the Michigans, everybody acts shocked when these guys lose. And I sit there and go, all these guys lose maybe at some point in the preseason, not the preseason, but the non-conference schedule, teams rises up and shocks the world, so to speak, a little bit. But, you know, I'm not shocked by anything that's going on. I think Duke's always going to be Duke. Kentucky is young, but it's still Kentucky. Louisville is playing excellent ball. So I think the conference season is just going to be exciting. And you and I both love the NCAA tournament. I think you and I are both in agreement that that's probably the best sporting event that we have in this country in terms of college sports. Go ahead.
I think sports in general, man, I mean, we talk about the granddaddy of football, you know, when it comes to the college bowl games, and that's the Rose Bowl. I'd say the granddaddy of all sports events would be March Madness, to be honest. So that's the granddaddy right. of them all. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, it's all right. Look, I mean, with ASU, they finished, they beat Texas Southern, who wasn't the greatest. They came in with a 4-8 record. They left in 4-9. ASU finishes non-conference at 9-4. And, you know, head coach Bobby Hurley yesterday in his post game was just, look, 9-4 is not too bad considering, you know, where they've had to go for their non-conference. I mean, they racked up frequent flyer miles like crazy. They had to start off over in China. They've had to go to East Coast a couple of times. So they've been all over the map. They're challenging themselves. They finished 9-4, and look, the conference schedule with the Pac-12 is, you know, it's like the Big Ten, ACC.
Sure.
These teams just kind of eat themselves, so.
Absolutely. Gonzaga, the best team in the country, Ohio State, Louisville, Duke, Kansas, Oregon. There's your first Pac-12 team. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do it. We'll come back and talk some NBA hoops on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Carlson knocked to the ice in the corner. And it's carried out by Connor. Connor had it swatted away by Smith. Here comes Marchessault. Marchessault to the net. He scores! 2-0 Golden Knights. Here comes Smith down the left side. Smith in front. Backhand shot. Score! Second of the game for Jonathan Marchessault.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Give yourself the gift of great sleep through the holidays on the world's only mattress with a Purple grid and get a free premium gift bundle to complete your Purple sleep set when you text SLEEPY to 84888. That's SLEEPY to 84888. Data rates may apply.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Under a minute left. Lowry drives in. Oh, it goes down! Kyle Lowry! A chance at a three.
Giannis for three. Lowry! There's Leonard for three.
Yes!
Speaking of the he is feeling it.
This is what you want. Yeah.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at us. Let's talk about the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And man, oh man, the NBA season just kind of cruising along, just like everything else does, Mike, to be honest with you. You know, like I said, NFL season week 17, we'll obviously be talking a lot about that. Hour number two, it's all NFL. But NBA season, man, oh man, we're 34 games into the year already, and the Milwaukee Bucks are just winning at a clip of 85%. You got the Lakers winning at a cliff at about 78% or about 78% or so, and then everybody else kind of fills in from there. And I don't think we've seen the best of the Clippers yet, obviously. I don't think we've seen the best of maybe Boston yet, definitely Philadelphia, although they did look pretty good on Christmas Day against Milwaukee. And then boom, what do? They follow that up with a couple of losses right after that. So that's a team that doesn't make a lot of sense to me right now. The Miami Heat playing extremely well, winners of five straight, and wow, the second best record in the Eastern Conference. Your Boston Celtics, they sit at number three right now. Toronto, a little bit of a surprise as the way that they've played, if you ask me, losing a guy like Kawhi Leonard. Everybody likes Indiana, especially without Oladipo, how they're playing. Brooklyn hanging on to being over 500. And then you go to the Orlando Magic, who are under 500 and in the eighth spot in the Eastern Conference, Mike. On the other hand, Dallas Mavericks, to me, that's the team that has really surprised me in a really positive way. Luka Doncic has taken the NBA by storm so far. The Utah Jazz, I don't think they've quite figured things out yet. You know, you bring Mike Conley over, you have a lot of changes with them. You get the scorer, the guys that can score now. I think it's tough to put everything together real quickly the way that the Lakers have. And, you know, with that being said, I've seen a little bit of the kinks of the armor for the Lakers as of late, too. And you know what? Portland, your guys hanging on to the A spot right now at five under 500. Just kind of surprising and shocking the way that Portland's played to start the year. Oklahoma City, with all the changes that they've had, got to give them a lot of credit for being a playoff team at this point. So I don't know, man. The NBA has definitely been fun and interesting so far, Mike.
No, it has. And, you know, when you take a look at the West, I mean, the West, you know, people want to say the Western Conference is the better conference out of the two. I think it's more even really than that. I see the Western Conference as a three-team race between the Lakers, Clippers, and Rockets, really. I mean, Dallas may have something to say about it, but I think it really comes down to the Lakers and the Clips and the Rockets to kind of battle it out for the Western Conference crown. But, you know, you talked about, you know, my hometown Portland Trailblazers. Yeah, they are hanging on. They've been banged up. They've had some injuries. They still are missing their big guy in the middle, Nurkovic. So whenever he comes back, if he's going to come back this year, that'll dictate maybe where they eventually land. But, you know, look, everybody watched that Laker-Clipper game the other night. I just want to get your thoughts on, you know, if the Lakers and the Clips are playing for the Western Conference title, what are your thoughts with that?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, you're looking at Anthony Davis and LeBron James, and we haven't even mentioned that. He's been unbelievable thus far, and now the groin injury, we'll see how that affects things. We'll see how that affects the Los Angeles Lakers. I said to you a while back, they're one injury away from, you know, being in a lot of trouble, and we're kind of at that point. So we'll see how the Lakers can move forward if LeBron does have to take some time off, because he's unbelievable what he does on that floor. I mean, the guy's averaging basically a triple-double, and you know, he's well into his 30s right now. It's remarkable. The Clippers, I don't think that they've quite figured things out either. I think that the dynamic of PG-13 and Kawhi Leonard is taking some time to figure out. And don't get me wrong, the numbers are going to look pretty good, but I think there's a little bit of question as to, like, who takes that shot? Who's taking the big shot in the big moments? And I think it's a pretty easy, to me, it's a pretty easy conversation. It's Kawhi Leonard taking the big shot. And if he can't get off the big shot, then he's going to have to defer to PG-13. But I think from the body of work that we've seen, Kawhi Leonard's the guy that you want having the ball when the game is on the line, more so than anybody on that team. And I think it's just they're trying to figure their way out a little bit. I think the biggest thing with the Lakers, and I didn't mention this, but coming to think about it, Kuzma, how does he fit in with those other two guys? Because his shots have definitely been limited, not getting the types of looks that he got last year where he was probably the number one option. Now he's the number three option. So I think a lot has changed. I think the Dallas Mavericks, man, do not sleep on those guys, man. What Luka's doing is legit. That's real. Porzingis, he's come back pretty nicely. Their bench is pretty damn good. I don't know, man. And then the Denver Nuggets are really quietly the number two team in the West. And a lot of people like them. You know, they've got a good nucleus. They've been doing it together for a little while. So I think the West is very interesting. I think the East is very interesting, too. I mean, obviously, I like the Milwaukee Bucks. I think they're the front runner. But I see scenarios where Philadelphia or Boston or even Toronto could wreak some havoc there. So, again, man, a lot of fun watching this NBA season as it all shakes out.
Yeah, no, it is a lot of fun. And, you know, the Bucks, your beloved Bucks, man, they're just the best team in the East, hands down. Like, if anybody says anything else, they're lying to themselves, in my opinion. But, you know, Philly, you know, once Embiid figures out that he's the best player on that team and starts acting like and starts playing like the best player on the Sixers, I see them just being right in that 4 or 5 spot. And Toronto, like you said, Toronto, there's a lot of banged up guys on Toronto. So them to be in the 4 spot, in the East is just something of a minor miracle. Boston's playing well with their big three, but I've said this from the beginning, their issue is going to be when they play a Philly or they play maybe a Toronto that has some size, some length. It's going to be tough for them because they don't have the inside presence that I think that you need to go real deep in the playoffs. But I got to give it up to Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown signed his $115 million contract extension over the summer, and the guy is playing like an all-star. I mean, to me, he deserves to be on the all-star team with what he's been doing. You know, and you got Tatum, you got Kemba, so they got a nice nucleus there. It's just the issue of bigs down low to kind of offset, you know, the guys in the front court. But look, the Miami Heat, man, I mean, you can say what you want, but your record is what your record is. And even though they're in the Southeast Division in the East, where Orlando, Charlotte, Washington, and Atlanta are, someone has to play good ball out of that division. They're just sitting there going, why not us? And if you don't have, you know, Eric Spoelstra in your coach of the year conversation, you're missing the boat.
I was going to say some early candidates for coach of the year. Spoelstra's definitely got to be one of those guys. Spoelstra's got to be, and you know, you look on the other side, and you got to think that the guy in Dallas is escaping my name right now. Rick Carlisle. He should be a guy that also McMillan. What he's doing with
Indiana Pacers. I think that that's relatively impressive. And I'm sorry, but I think the job that Nick Nurse is doing with the Toronto Raptors after you lose Kawhi Leonard, man, to have this team 12 games over 500, I didn't think they were going to be this good, quite frankly, Mike. I really didn't. I thought that they would take a pretty big drop off. So I'm impressed with the job that he's done. But right now, man, there's a lot of guys that could step up. But I think that we've probably got the right group of teams, whether it's Miami, whether it's Toronto, whether it's Indiana, or if you look on the other side and if it's the Dallas Mavericks, I don't think you can go wrong giving it to any of those guys. But but who's your front runner right now?
Spoelstra, by a large margin. Nobody saw this coming.
All right, let's jump out to the phones. Let's hook up with John in Milwaukee. Wants to go talk some NBA hoops. John, how you doing? You got the Dorf man, Andy Dorf. You got Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Thanks for joining us. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, you know what? I've been thinking ever since Christmas with the NBA, because that's really the start of the season when the NBA gets on there. And, you know, the games were pretty good. They weren't great, obviously. The first two were blowouts. My Milwaukee Bucks laid an egg on national TV, which they typically don't do, as you can tell with their the way they kind of go at it. They rarely lose back-to-back games, so they came back strong last two without the Greek Freak. Obviously, they lost to the 76ers. But then you look what the 76ers did when after they beat the Bucks, and they've kind of lost, what, two in a row. So NBA season in full swing right now. As I said, I believe you guys, there's only a couple teams that can actually win it. I mean, you look at, it's pretty weak. Everyone thought the West was going to be strong this year. I think the East is stronger than the West. What do you guys think?
I'm there with you, man. I've been saying that all year. You look at the Eastern Conference, you got to go all the way to the eighth seed to find a team that's under 500. In the Western Conference, now the Oklahoma City Thunder are over 500, but up until they got over 500, you had two teams that were under 500, and you know the sixth spot a little bit weaker than the sixth spot in the Eastern Conference. So yeah, man, I agree with you. The names, I think what's over there is the names are in the West, but the better teams are in the East.
Yeah. And I did listen a little bit to you guys. I heard, I mean, like, you look at teams, surprise teams this year, there aren't many. There's only one that steps, you know, it stands out to me, and that's really the Dallas Mavericks. With Luka Doncic, wow, that guy, and they even picked it up when he was out injured. That's what good teams do. So they're a little, if I were in the Western Conference, that team would scare me, and the fact that they've been able to pick it up when their star went down, whereas like the Lakers, the Clippers, you know, they're losing because they aren't as deep. So the question is going to be in the playoffs when are the deep benches like the Bucks have and the Mavericks have, is that really going to make a difference because the other teams are just so top heavy that they kind of take over the playoffs? What are your thoughts on that?
That's a good point. Hey, we got to take a pause for the calls. We'll answer that. Thanks for the call. Look, man, depth is always important, Mike Wilson, as you know, and I know, and everybody else knows. But do you have an answer for Anthony Davis? And do you have an answer for LeBron James? I don't know. So it'll be interesting. The NBA is always interesting, man. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. So we'll do that. We'll come back and we'll close out hour number one, and then hour number two will be on the horizon. Close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Three-point attempt by Brogdon is off, but he saves it. Lopez for three. Yes! And the game is tied.
Okay, let's go.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right,
Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Same goes.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Hopefully not seeing ghosts, and obviously you can catch the NFL Rewind coming up next, so look forward to doing that with you, obviously. But man, oh man, Mike, lots happening in the sports world. Hour number one in the books, hour number two on the horizon, so a lot to get into. But man, oh man, hour number one always flies by. A little college football, a little obviously NBA action in there, a little bit of the everything that you can imagine. We tried to get it in for you, brother. But who do you like in the championship game? I got to get your thoughts on that. LSU, or are you going to go with Clemson?
I'm going to use Rudy Tomjanovich here. You never underestimate the heart of a champion. Clemson. I've been in Clemson's boat for the last month or so. I just think, you know, you don't lose a game for 2 years, and you're the third-ranked team in the country. So it's a little bit of disrespect, in my opinion, to them. But, no, I'm going to go. I'm all in on Clemson. And one more thing, Matt. You got to give it up to the LSU offensive coordinator, Steve Essenman. I don't even know how you say his last name. But losing his daughter-in-law before the game in a plane crash, and then he goes out and calls a game like he did for LSU, tells you all you need to know about that guy.
Yeah, I mean, what a stage, what a spotlight for Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence to go out there, right, and obviously showcase their talents for themselves, obviously moving forward, and Joe Burrow before Trevor Lawrence. But ultimately, man, you're trying to get to that next level. You're going to get –
get the opportunity to showcase your talents for what you can do at the NFL level. And there's no bigger spotlight than that national championship game. And, you know, how does Joe Burrow follow up his act? I think that's a really big question, man. Seven touchdowns against an Oklahoma defense that obviously is going to be a little different when you're going up against a Clemson defense. So anyways, man, a lot to get into. We'll continue it, but looking forward to NFL Rewind for here, hour number two. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Two United States senators have been barred from visiting the Philippines over a measure that seeks to punish Philippine officials involved in the detainment of a top critic of President Rodrigo Duterte and his anti-drug crackdown. Salvador Pinello, a spokesman for Duterte, said during a news conference that the Philippine president ordered the Bureau of Immigration to deny Senators Dick Durbin, a Democrat from Illinois, and Patrick Leahy, a Democrat from Vermont, entry into the country. Pinello said, "We will not sit idly if they continue to interfere with our process as a sovereign state." Republican attempts to require photo ID to vote in North Carolina are being stopped by judges hearing arguments that the mandate is tainted by bias. A federal court announced that next week, U.S. District Judge Loretta Biggs will formally block the photo ID requirement scheduled to begin in 2020. This is USA Radio News.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
In a Gallup survey of 1,000 adults, this has been named the most important problem facing the country. John Clements reports.
Gallup presented a number of choices for the concerns of Americans, ranging from the economy, immigration, and for national security. But the government was at the top of the list for the third straight year at 27%. When Gallup questioned respondents about their party affiliation, Democrats blamed President Trump, while the Republicans blamed the U.S. Congress for its dysfunctional actions in general, as well as the Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
Thousands of koala bears are feared to have died in a wildfire-ravaged area north of Sydney, further diminishing Australia's iconic marsupial, while fire danger increases in the country's east side as temperatures continue to soar. The mid-northern coast of New South Wales was home to up to 28,000 koalas. Over 30% of their habitat has been destroyed, according to Australia's Environmental Minister, Susan Ley. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tom Hanks can now add Greek citizenship to his list of accolades and awards. The Grecian president signed an honorary naturalization order allowing the actor to claim citizenship.
Hank's wife, actress and producer Rita Wilson, is of Greek and Bulgarian ancestry, and the couple often spend their summer vacations on the Greek island of Antiparos. They've also produced a number of films in the country. Wilson and Hanks produced the 2002 comedic hit My Big Fat Greek Wedding and its sequel. Hanks was also the executive producer of the 2008 musical Mamma Mia and the 2009 comedy My Life in Ruins. Under Greek law, honorary naturalization may be granted to people who have provided exceptional services to the country or whose naturalization serves the public interest. Hanks is also due to receive one of the highest honors at the Golden Globes next month with the Cecil B. DeMille Award. An Indiana pizzeria served up a lot more than tasty pies for the holiday season. Rockstar Pizza in Brownsburg gave 100% of their profits made on Christmas Day to employees who volunteered to come into work. Seven workers volunteered to spend part of the holiday at the store, and they each went home with more than $700. The tradition began roughly 5 years ago as a way to thank employees for their hard work. The store, located about 20 miles northwest of Indianapolis, was initially going to be open just a few hours from 4 until 9 p.m. on Christmas for carryout orders, but had to close early after a flood of calls came in. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Week 17 of the NFL is here. I cannot believe it, Mike Wilson. Unbelievable, man. We have gone through 16 weeks of NFL football. Week 17 is here, and believe me when I tell you this, brother, there is still a lot of things to be decided on the football field. Welcome in, brother. How you doing today?
I am doing good, and you are exactly right, man. There is so much to still get accomplished and done today. The Steelers got to win, so they get in, and you got division titles. You got Seattle and San Francisco tonight. I mean, there's just a lot on there. It's just, it's appointment television today, man. It's popcorn. It's soda. It's just couch time, man.
I agree 100%, man. Week 17 of the NFL is here. A lot of questions, a lot of things to get through, whether you would want to bring some people back, and maybe one of the biggest names out there would be a guy like Jameis Winston, looking for like $30 million, if I'm not mistaken. And that's pretty close to $1 million an interception, if you think about it. But hey, The guy can make some noise. The guy can make some things happen, and he's a lot of fun to watch on a football field. But $30 million? I don't know about that. But believe me, man, there's a lot to get into. So hang tight. It's all about the NFL here in hour number two of the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's moneyasap.com. MoneyASAP.com.
It's time to play Vomit or No Vomit, brought to you by Nauseen.
Question for Andy. It was the party of the year made better by frozen pizza at 4 a.m. until your stomach turned into a churning mess of New Year's regret. For your first resolution, do you A, vomit, B, drink the pink stuff, C, take fast-acting Nauseen?
Take Nauseen.
Correct. Nauseen's four-minute formula quickly relieves stomach discomfort from overindulging.
Get Nauseen now in the purple box at Walmart or your favorite store.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55, that's COACH55, to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
Mark Jackson, empty backfield in the shotgun. Looking to throw, has time, going deep down the middle. He's got Snead in the end zone, touchdown! Willie Snead on the receiving end. And the Ravens, 4-for-4 possessions and touchdown.
The snap. Josh wants to throw. Rolls right. Cox his arm. Still has it now. On the run. Gets that down north.
Touchdown.
He's in. Touchdown, Buffalo. Touchdown, Josh Allen. A 3-yard runner on the right side. The Bills score their first touchdown of the game with 10:21 left to play in the fourth quarter.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
I guarantee that as well. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. All about the NFL here in hour number two of the program. Week 17 of the NFL. Unbelievable, man. The Bills are in the playoffs, by the way, so congratulations to them. And, Mike, I'm going to run through all of the games real quickly before we get into things too heavily. Jets playing the Bills, speaking of the Bills. Browns have the Bengals today. Packers play the Lions. Chargers at the Chiefs. Bears and the Vikings. Dolphins and Patriots, Falcons and Buccaneers, Saints and Panthers, Redskins and Cowboys, Raiders and Broncos, Cardinals and Rams, Eagles and Giants, Colts and Jaguars, Steelers and Ravens, Texans playing the Titans, and then the 49ers playing the Seahawks. And that's one of those games where big-time implications as far as seedings go in the NFL for playoff positioning. Both the 49ers and Seahawks are in. The Texans are in. The Ravens are in. So that'll be an interesting game. How do they play it against the Steelers, right? Because you don't want to get anybody injured. You don't have to play this football game. You're the number one seed throughout. So how do they play it? That'll be interesting. But some big-time games, Mike, and a lot still be to be decided here in week number 17 of the NFL.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot to be decided. I'm really looking forward to that San Francisco-Seattle game tonight. I think that's going to be a doozy of a game. There's just a lot on the line for Seattle, for the Niners. The amount of talent that is going to be on the field is going to be sick. And then you look at the ticket prices, Dorf, for that game. The lowest ticket price is over $300. So if you want to get to that game, you better be diming up for that up there in Seattle. But look, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, they're not going to play Lamar today. The Steelers are banged up. You know what the issues are at quarterback for them. Baltimore's sitting a couple of guys, so there's just a lot going on, and it's just going to be fun to watch, man, because this is what NFL playoff-like football should all be about right here.
Well, and not only that, I think it's also intriguing to see for some players that are playing for jobs potentially next year, maybe playing to stay on a team. And, you know, I mentioned in the open, Jameis Winston looking for a $30 million contract. And, you know, off the top of my head, I'm saying to myself, that's absolutely insane. That's nuts. I wouldn't do it because, you know what, you're basically paying this guy $1 million per interception because the guy has something like 32 interceptions or whatever it is, 27, whatever, whoever knows. It's a lot of interceptions is my point. But and the other point of what I'm saying is there's a lot of bad with Jameis Winston, and then you see some really good stuff with Jameis Winston. Dak Prescott, man, similar situation, and I'm not saying as far as how he, plays out there on the football field because it's completely different from the way that these two guys go out there. But decision time for the Dallas Cowboys in the sense of what do you do with Dak Prescott in the future? Do you bring this guy back? So I think that this is the week where, you know, you're obviously jockeying to get into the playoffs for some teams and playoff positioning, still that number one seed out there for teams in the NFC. But truth be told, man, There's a lot of things to be playing for, whether you're playing to make the playoffs or whether you're just playing for next season, Mike.
Right. And I'll use Dallas as the example here. I mean, you mentioned Dak Prescott. I don't think there's any doubt that Dak's going to be back. I think they're going to find a number that suits both the Cowboys and Dak and his representative. So I think Dak does certainly come back. Garrett, you know, head coach Jason Garrett's the one that they're going to make the change for. And you had mentioned, you know, there's players that are playing for their jobs to stay on the team. If they're going to make a change, you better look good in Dallas. You better look good on tape for whoever comes in and takes over the Dallas Cowboys so you can stay on that team. And, you know, you got to put Dallas up there as one of those disappointments this year. They do have talent. They do have a very good offensive line. I think it's a coaching thing. I don't think it's a talent thing. But they are a disappointment. They should have been better. And I think Jerry Jones knows that. But, you know, to me, and a lot of other people, I don't know if you are in this boat. I'm sure you probably are. The biggest problem in Dallas is Jerry Jones. You know, he wants to be that. He wants to be the guy. So, you know, it's just one of those things.
Look, here's the deal, man. The Cowboys, as bad as it's been, Mike, they can still get in if somehow the Eagles wind up losing and they win, and then you know what? I don't care about records at that point, man. You know how it works, dude. It's a tournament. Just get in that tournament and let's see what happens. Because like you said about the Dallas Cowboys, there is a lot of talent there, bro. So if they get in, they could potentially be a nightmare for somebody. I don't think anybody really wants to see Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott, and Amari Cooper if they're having a good ball game. But with that being said, their defense has been atrocious, man. There's more holes in that defense than I'm going to use it because I always do. More holes in that defense than Swiss cheese. And obviously I love cheese because I'm from the great state of Wisconsin, so I know my cheese pretty well. And the truth is that defense is pretty pathetic at this point. So, look, I think that they're playing for an extreme amount if you're the Dallas Cowboys. You're playing for a ton if you're the Philadelphia Eagles today. They hold all the cards, man. And you couldn't have asked for a better situation. Like, quite frankly, if you're either one of these teams, Mike, the Eagles are playing a 4-11 Giants team. The Cowboys are playing a 3-12 Redskins team. So at the end of the day, does somebody slip up here? That's the real question with the Dallas Cowboys or the Philadelphia Eagles, because on paper, they absolutely, no doubt in my mind, should both win their games today.
Oh, absolutely, they should both win both their games. But, you know, you sit there and you go, how much trust do you have in each one of these teams to do just that? So it's going to be interesting. You know, the thing that Dallas has going for it, that it's, you know, it's in Dallas, you know, the home game, the home crowd, that kind of thing. Philly's going to be in New York. And, look, you know as well as I do, not even if we don't live on the East Coast, we know that those New York Giants, players and New York Giant fans would love nothing more than to keep Philly, a division rival, out of the playoffs.
Oh, absolutely. And I just think it's really cool to see week 17 where the Green Bay Packers, who are 12-3, the New Orleans Saints, who are 12-3, the San Francisco 49ers, who are 12-3, all have to play today. There's no taking a break. You're not going to see Aaron Rodgers get benched today. You're not going to see Garoppolo get benched today. You're not going to see Drew Brees get benched today, man. Week 17, and you got the big dogs playing, because you know what? Home field advantage throughout is on the line. If you have to go through New Orleans, it's tough. If you have to go through San Francisco, it's tough. And you bet your ass, if you have to go through Green Bay in December, in January, it is absolutely a nightmare. Nobody wants to go there and play. So I love the fact that we have so much to be playing for in week 17 of the NFL, man. I'll tell you what. You know what we got from Santa or from Hanukkah? We got meaningful football in week 17. And I don't think you can ask for much more than that if you're a football fan. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll do that. We'll come back and we'll continue talking about the NFL. Week 17. I cannot believe I'm saying week 17 of the NFL. But I am. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
And Rodgers takes a quick snap, penalty marker down, free down for Rodgers. He lofts right side of the end zone into a crowd. It's caught, Jimmy Graham, touchdown!
Cobb in a slot on the right, out of the gun, Prescott play action, got a man wide open to the middle. That ball is caught by Jerwin at the five, and he walks in easy for the first Dallas touchdown of the year.
This is Dorf on Sports.
That's big!
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Shotgun on the two-point conversion. Takes the snap. Rolls to his right. Looks to his right. Scrambles back to his left. Looking in the end zone. Throws one back right corner. Jump ball for Bell. He's got it! Le'Veon Bell with a two-point conversion. Improvisation masterfully done by Sam Darnold. And the Jets get the two. Darnold in the shotgun. Third and goal. Bills 9-yard line. That's a 4% on third down. Empty backfield. Darnold takes the shotgun snap, drops back, looks left, slings one left, caught right at the goal line, into the end zone, touchdown. Le'Veon Bell, his first touchdown as a Jet, the first touchdown of the season for the Jet offense.
This and is Dorf on Sports.
Same goes.
Welcome back in, everybody, and you know, interesting that you played that clip there, Scott, because it had me kind of thinking about the season that was for Le'Veon Bell. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. All NFL, hour number two. That's how we do it. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And you know, you think about the year for Le'Veon Bell, Mike Wilson, and you would know better than most, obviously, being a Pittsburgh Steeler household yourself there, your wife, everybody included. The Killer Bees, we all know how good they were together. You split the Killer Bees up, and holy cow, man, it just went south in a major way for, let's be honest, all three of those guys. Big Ben gets hurt. Le'Veon Bell struggling with the Jets, and for crying out loud, Antonio Brown not even in the NFL anymore. So an amazing turn of events for all these guys. But looking forward, does Le'Veon Bell go back to the Jets? If he does go back to the Jets, how do you see things working out? Because truth be told, we all know this guy's an exceptional running back. Didn't put the numbers and didn't produce the way that we've seen him do in the past. That's a problem. That's a concern. So how do you feel about Le'Veon Bell moving forward with the Jets or somewhere else?
You know, it just depends. I mean, I'm a big Le'Veon Bell fan. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered if this guy was on Pittsburgh or Green Bay or whatever. You have to, like you always say, you got to appreciate greatness. And he's a great running back, in my opinion. I mean, he looks at the holes, he takes his time, and then he goes. He takes what is given to him. But, you know, the funny thing is you got to believe, or you don't have to believe, what the rumors are between him and head coach Adam Gase, because it was one of those things where it looked like at the beginning that Gase didn't want to sign him, that he didn't want, you know, Le'Veon Bell on the team. And then, you know, Le'Veon signs, he gets there to New York, and, you know, I don't know, they kiss and make up or something. So you haven't heard too much about it. I don't know what the Jets do, because the Jets are just a mess. You know, I mean, it is what it is in New York between the Jets and the Giants. They're both a mess. But with the Jets, you know, you got a quarterback in Sam Darnold that I'm sure they're going to do something in terms of talking with him. Like, look, you got to get better. And then, you know, if I'm Darnold, we'll give you a better offensive line. I think you're only as good as the talent around you. And if you don't have a line blocking for you, Le'Veon's not going to put up the numbers. Le'Veon was also hurt for a few games this year as well. So that didn't help his cause at all. So I don't know if I see him coming back to New York, but, you know, New York would have to cut him or trade him. And I don't know if that is something they're willing to do, because you're never going to get really full value for what Le'Veon is as a talented football player if you decide to trade him. So
right.
It'll be interesting in the off season what you're going to see from the Jets in terms of Le'Veon.
All right. So I'd say we both kind of like what we're seeing with the Buffalo Bills moving forward, and that the future is probably pretty bright with them. A really good defense. Got to get Josh Allen some more reps and, you know, maybe get that baby face off of him a little bit. I'm sitting there watching the game last week with my girlfriend, and she says, wow, that guy looks like he's really young. And I said, well, he is. He's like 22, 23 years old. So, you know, you got to take some time to get the baby face off of kids and let them grow up a little bit in the NFL. But I think we both like the direction they're moving. The Browns, what do you do with the Browns? Are you sold on Baker Mayfield? I think Freddie Kitchens is gone. I just think that's a foregone conclusion. He's not the guy for the job moving forward. But with that being said, do they have the right guys? Do they have too much? Do they have, in a weird way, man, do they almost have too much talent, too many egos to deal with there in Cleveland, Mike?
No, you know what? You bring that up, and that's funny you bring that up, Dorf, because I was thinking about that. You know, I've been thinking about that for a few weeks. And maybe it's addition by subtraction. You get rid of an OBJ. Maybe, you know, I love Jarvis Landry. I think he's the best receiver on that team. He's a possession guy. You don't hear really too much out of him in terms of talk or complaining. At least I haven't. But, you know, with Baker, you know, I don't think they're going to give up on Baker. I think they're going to give up on Kitchens. And then it really depends on who they bring in for Baker, because Baker needs some coaching. He's regressed from what we saw last year. So and he needs to get back to fundamentals. He needs someone to kind of stick on his ass a little bit in terms of, this is what it takes to be a great quarterback in this league. You just can't get by on talent alone. You got to do some other things. Maybe it's more film time for him. Maybe it's working on those fundamentals, something where you bring in not a total hard butt of a coach, but you bring in someone that's, you know, has a direction, has a focus, and wants to build that culture back up in Cleveland.
Look, this is a tough one for me because, as you know, I'm not a Baker Mayfield fan. I think the guy is cocky, arrogant, and right. To me, it's about going out there and being a player for many, many years and earning your stripes. And quite frankly, we're in a business where we like to see guys succeed. I'm sorry, man, but I like seeing this guy fail. There's certain people that I like seeing fail. He's one of those guys that I like seeing fail, and I kind of like seeing the Cleveland Browns continue to fail. The Bengals, they're a mess. They have a lot to do. Thank God for Joe Burrow moving forward, because, like you said earlier, you just don't blow this thing, man. You can't mess this thing up. Take Joe Burrow and live with it and move forward, and hopefully this guy can be the savior of your franchise. I think the Packers look pretty good, man. I think they're in good hands moving forward. Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers, I think that the nonsense about them in the offseason last year before the season got started, I think it all worked out pretty well, 12 or 13 wins, depending on what happens later on today. But I like the direction of the Green Bay Packers moving forward as well. How about you?
No, I do. I mean, look, anytime you're going to have that bad man behind center, man, you're going to be looking just fine. I think, you know, maybe you gotta shore up some running, you know, get another running back or another weapon for Aaron Rodgers. But, I like what I see out of their new head coach. I like that, you know, it appears that him and Aaron, because what the talk with the Packers at the beginning of the year was simply, is Aaron going to be able to audible? And which I thought was just stupid. Yeah, he's going to be able to audible. He's Aaron freaking Rodgers, for crying out loud. But I like the chemistry between Rodgers and the coach.
I agree.
So I think Green Bay is going to be just fine.
The Lions are a complete mess, man. And, you know, with Matty Stafford,
yeah,
a lot of people were loving this guy. He gave that guy a big contract. But quite frankly, dude, I think they need to look for they need to look for a running back. They need to look for a quarterback. They may be even needing to look for a new coach. Are you sold on Matt Patricia? What would you do with him? What would you do with the Lions?
Let's see. How much time do we have left in the show to talk about this? Like you said, man, Patricia, from what I understand, is going to be back. The owner hasn't said that they're going to, you know, the ownership hasn't said they're going to make a change, and they kind of gave him a quasi vote of confidence. But you're exactly right with Stafford. You know, he hasn't lived up to the contract at all. Granted, he's been hurt as well, so that doesn't help that situation. But they need everything. I mean, how long, dude, how long has Detroit been bad or just been a cluster, you know what, over the years? I mean, it just seems they can't get it right in Detroit. It's kind of like a Cleveland thing. They can't get it right no matter who's in charge or who's quarterbacking or whatever.
Look, they didn't like Jim Caldwell, but Jim Caldwell did pretty well there when you think about it. At the end of the day, Jim Caldwell's tenure in Detroit wasn't so bad, and they wanted to move on from that. They wanted to get better, and they have been unable to do that. Real quickly, before we get out, what the hell went wrong with the Chargers this year, man? That was a team that we thought really high of, obviously, after last year. What the hell went wrong for them, Mike, real quickly in about 15 seconds?
In about 15 seconds, everything went wrong. Plus, they play in a soccer stadium. I mean, come on. Really?
I feel you, man. All right. We'll come back on the other side, maybe do a little bit more of seeing what we liked and what we didn't like from some of the teams this year, and then, obviously, go through our picks for the final time, Week 17. Can't believe it. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
A scrimmage from the Cardinal 47. Stafford play action fake being chased. Matthews got a duck out of there. Now he sets and throws deep down the right side. It is caught. Amendola at the 20. Shakes the man at the 10. Danny to the house. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Oh, baby. Stafford evaded the pressure. Amendola hauled it in. Slipped the defender. Took it to the house. That's big.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will be the first head coach to get fired, or who will win the NBA MVP? Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Give yourself the gift of great sleep through the holidays on the world's only mattress with a Purple grid and get a free premium gift bundle to complete your Purple sleep set when you text SLEEPY to 84888. That's S-L-E-E-P-Y to 84888. Data rates may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Pro football is a game, not a war. It's for win or lose, not life or death. But say that in the summer, for winter brings the playoffs and a season is at stake.
Now from here, we got to go on the road, in the cold, in the snow, in the wind, with a hostile environment, and play our style of football. And we don't want it any other way.
Wentz back. Wentz steps up. Here comes the rush. He is going deep, and it is caught. And in for a touchdown, DeSean Jackson!
Give the people what they want. Give them some more D-Jack.
Oh, it was down the right sideline, and Wentz put it up, and D-Jack tracked it into his hand.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can always get at us. Follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. A lot of things to get into, Mike. I want to run through a couple more random thoughts off the top of my head before we break down the games and go through them real quickly. Just getting through the NFC North, if you're the Bears, what direction are you looking to move forward next year and beyond? Are you sold on Trubisky? Get the guy a little bit of a running game and get him maybe a couple more weapons. However, I'll tell you what, his receivers have definitely grown over the past few weeks. I've liked what I've seen from some of those receivers. The Vikings, I also think that the Vikings are a pretty solid team too. A little banged up, obviously, with Dalvin Cook, but I like the direction of them. I actually think the NFC North is going to be pretty good moving forward with the Packers, Bears, and Vikings. And then it's always a question mark about the Detroit Lions, Mike.
Yeah, no, I would tend to agree. I wholeheartedly agree with you with your take on Chicago. In terms of get Trubisky some more weapons, develop some kind of running game because, you know, look, Trubisky is not a Josh Allen or, you know, anything close to that. I don't see him like that, But a quarterback needs some balance, and a quarterback needs a running game and some weapons around him to be successful, to feel like he can be successful. So, you know, Chicago can address that in the offseason through free agency, through the draft. I would be impressed. And you're right with Minnesota. Look, Minnesota minus Dalvin Cook, I mean, that hurts. You know, that would hurt anybody, really. But, you know, they're headed in the right direction. And your division, minus the lie downs, is going in an upward motion. So that's good to see.
All right, so real quickly, I want to touch on a couple more, and then we'll break down the games. I think the Patriots have got to realize that, you know what, the Jets are going to be coming up sooner or later, and I think that obviously the way that the Bills have played, there may be a new sheriff in town is the point. And I think we're seeing – I've kind of said this. It's been my theme to 2019 moving into 2020. You know what, we're kind of seeing a changing of the guard, a passing of the torch, and this might be that case where Tom Brady starts passing things off to Sam Darnold and Josh Allen, and you know what, you see a little bit of a change in that division moving forward, but we'll see. Hey, question for you. This one, I've been saying it kind of throughout, and I want to get your take on it. Jameis Winston, what do you do with this guy if he's demanding upwards of $30 million? What do you tell Jameis Winston if you're looking him straight in the face and the guy says, look, I think I'm a $30 million quarterback?
I would tell Jameis Winston to take a look at his stats and then the stats of the guys that are making $25 to $35 million, and ask me to and say to him, okay, do your stats match up to that? Oh, no, they don't. $30 million is way too much for me to be paying a guy that is so up and down in terms of Jameis. I mean, he's looked good for a few weeks, and then he looks like he hasn't played football for a few weeks, and you need consistency out of the most important position in football. So I would just, you know, I would try to come to an agreement in terms of a number that's more to the liking of the organization and a number that the player is going to be willing to accept, because $30 million for Jameis Winston, like I don't know if there's laughing gas around or something, but I would be laughing at that. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you, man. All right. Let's run through the games, and maybe throughout when I'm doing this, I might have a couple questions about some of these teams moving forward. Jets and Bills, I'm going to like the Bills to win this one and finish the season strongly at 11-6.
Oh, yeah. No, I think the Bills win this. I actually think they win this quite comfortably by, you know, a couple of scores. So, yeah, Buffalo all day with that one.
I meant 11-5, by the way. But the Browns and the Bengals, look, man, this is a battle of Ohio that nobody cares about, to be quite frank with you. But with that being said, I got to take the Browns. They just have more talent than the Bengals, man.
They do. And I always say it comes down to personnel. What kind of personnel do you have? Talent usually wins out, that kind of thing. So reluctantly, this is like vinegar coming out of my mouth here. I'm going to go with Cleveland.
Packers and the lie downs. Packers are playing for something. Lie downs are playing for absolutely nothing. And how special and cool would that be? First year for Matt LaFleur to have home field advantage throughout the whole playoffs for the Green Bay Packers. I am all over the Green Bay Packers today, my friend.
Pass all day. I mean, that's a no-brainer right there. It's about as easy as it gets, man, when you're making these picks.
Chargers and Chiefs, man, all these things look easy on paper, to be honest with you. But then what happens on the football field is absolutely insane. Chargers playing the Chiefs. I got to like the Chiefs. I don't care who's playing for them, if they're playing Mahomes, if they're not playing Mahomes. I just think it's been an awful season for the Chargers, and I don't think it gets any better at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, Missouri. I got the Chiefs.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs, and just – it's just putting the Charger out of their misery today. Yeah.
Bears and Vikings, man. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to take the Bears. I feel like the Bears are not playing all that bad right now. They're not playing for much other than being 500. Vikings are in the playoffs. I think that this is a case where they kind of want to get healthy, to be honest with you. I think I'm going to take the Bears.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that certain team from that certain state, from that certain city, the Bears today for that, those exact same reasons.
Dolphins and Patriots. I got to take the Patriots. The Dolphins, I don't see them beating them. However, stranger things have happened. I've seen the Patriots lose to the Dolphins late in the season before, but it's not happening today, my friend.
No, there is no way that is happening today. I got to go reluctantly with the Patriots.
Falcons and Buccaneers, man, two disappointing seasons, quite frankly, for both of these teams. Falcons, I thought they'd rebound and be a lot better. Buccaneers, I just thought that with B.A. there, Jameis Winston would be a little bit better. However, a lot of touchdowns, but a lot of interceptions, a lot of yards, but a lot of uncertainty. And you know what? I got to say, I'm going to take the Falcons because the Buccaneers have limited weapons right now.
I'm going to go with the Falcons, too. The Dirty Birds get it done. That's my feeling today.
Saints and Panthers. This thing went bad for the Panthers after it went pretty well, to be honest with you, because Kyle Allen got off to a good start, but hasn't done so well, and they've made all kinds of changes, and maybe Cam Newton comes back actually next year. And, you know, we were talking about that potentially not happening. I think it looks more likely than not likely at this point. I got the Saints going to Charlotte, North Carolina at Bank of America Stadium and taking down the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, it's just kind of gone south for the Panthers here. I think firing their coach was the wrong move to make. I'm with you on this one, bud.
All right, Redskins, Cowboys. Cowboys are playing for something Redskins aren't. Oh, my gosh, how sweet would this be? Let's just do it for the hell of it. I got the Redskins pulling the upset in Big D because I just can't stand Jerry and the guys. So, you know what? Redskins, make me proud today. I'm going to take you in a shocker to beat the Cowboys, and then we'll be talking even more about the Cowboys and what they do in the offseason.
Oh, glory to be if that would happen, but I'm going to take the Cowboys at home on this one.
All right, Raiders and Broncos. This is a good rivalry, to be honest with you, but the teams are absolutely terrible. I'm going to take the Broncos in another battle of really nothing that matters today between the Raiders and the Broncos.
I'm going to take the Raiders. I just got something for them. I mean, and those fans, man, those Oakland fans that are suffering through losing their team. So I'm going to go with the Raiders today.
Cardinals and Rams. I don't think that Kyler Murray plays, and probably a good decision. Big question there. Does he get the Rookie of the Year? Does Josh Jacobs get the Rookie of the Year? I don't know if either one of those guys are playing. Rams, the question is was this just a fluke, or is this the Rams moving forward? But with that being said, I'm going to take the Rams because of what they did to the Cardinals earlier in the season. They kind of made them look pretty bad. I think they do it once again, Mike.
No, I think they make them look really bad today. I think they kind of take some frustration out on the Cardinals. So I think it's the Rams all day.
Eagles and Giants, teams playing for something, and one team's not playing for something. So I got to take the Eagles, even though Carson Wentz is throwing to you and me and Rock Chalk Cheehawk, our producer on our local show here. I got to take the Eagles, and hopefully they're a team that's 9-7 and not a team that's 8-8 getting into the postseason. So let's say the Eagles at 9-7 after they beat the Giants.
Yeah, I think the Eagles win this, and my buddy who's a big Eagles fan is really jacked up for this. So I'm gonna pull for his team, baby. Fly, Eagles, fly.
Colts and Jaguars, disappointing season for both teams, and I think the disappointment continues for the Jaguars, and the Colts will end the season at 500 and maybe feel a little bit better about moving forward next season with Jacoby Brissett and the rest of the guys. I got the Colts winning on the road.
Yeah, I do too. I like Jacoby Brissett. I think you do too, but it's just kind of been miserable for the Colts, and it's been even more miserable for the Jags, so I'm going to take the Colts in this one.
Steelers and Ravens, man, this is an interesting one. I'm going to take the Steelers because I think the Ravens are going to rest some guys and try to stay healthy for the postseason. And you know what? It'd be pretty cool to see the Steelers make the postseason with the team that they have. So kudos to Mike Tomlin and the Steelers. Let's get a victory on the road against the Ravens the last game of the year.
Yeah, you know where I'm going with this. I'm pulling for the Steelers and the coach of the year and Mike Tomlin.
Titans and Texans. Texans are going to rush Deshaun Watson. So you know what? Titans might get a victory here, man, and that would be bad for the Steelers. But I'm going to say it, man. I like the Tennessee Titans to beat the Texans this week, man.
You know what? I'm gonna go with the Texans. I just think the Texans got better personnel. I think they're gonna pull through today.
49ers and Seahawks, man. That's for all the marbles. Who's gonna have home field advantage throughout the NFC? Woo! Oh my goodness, what a great matchup. In all honesty, Seahawks are banged up, but you know what? Marshawn Lynch is back in the mix, and I gotta say, I'm gonna like beast mode and the Seahawks to figure out a way to beat the 49ers at home.
Me too. Go beast mode. Go Hawks. Here we go.
All right. That does it, man. We got them all in. We're going to come back and do like we always do. Parting shot time here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson and myself, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
Middle of the field formationally. Play action. Rivers in the end zone. Throws and it's intercepted. It's picked off by Malik Hooker. A one-handed snag. Malik Hooker runs it upfield and he's blasted out of bounds at the 22-yard line. A one-handed grab thwarts the drive by the Chargers, and the Colts have it, their second takeaway of the game.
Third and eight from the 35. They've converted one of their two third downs today. Bunch to the right, shotgun for Foles. Chiefs showing blitz here, and they're coming. Foles look, fires deep toward the end zone. He wants DJ Chark in the corner of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Jacksonville! DJ Chark! There's a Chark attack in the end zone, and Jacksonville has scored!
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Dorf on Sports.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today. And then, obviously, Dorfman comes back to you late night doing the NFL Rewind, week 17 of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. I start that program at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so adjust your clocks wherever you may be in the world as the Dorfman comes to you live every Sunday night on Sirius XM Channel 211, and we always come to you live now on Sirius XM Channel 211. Mike, at this time, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up.
My parting shot simply is, look, we got NFL games that have a lot on the line today. Get your soda, get your popcorn, get your most comfortable couch or Barca lounger, and just enjoy what we have to see today on TV with the NFL.
Yeah, I'm obviously going to start it out by saying happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, whatever it is that you celebrate. We obviously celebrated here on Dorf on Sports with you. Also, got to welcome or wish everybody a happy, healthy new year, as we will not come to you now until after the new year. But I'm going to echo Mike Wilson, people. It's week 17 of the NFL, and there is a ton of stuff still on the line. Get out there, watch it, hang out at a bar, hang out with your family, wherever you might be. Enjoy week 17 of the NFL. For Mike and Scott on the other side making it all possible, I would be the D-O-R-F man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.